Start. I would like to express mine and the Town Council's best wishes upon the Duke and Duchess of Sussex on the arrival of their newborn son, Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Before we start, can I please make sure that your phones are on silence, please, and your laptops, so we don't have any more interruptions. Thank you. Also, tonight we will receive prayers from Reverend James Hutchin, Holy Trinity Church, and the town will be sorry to see Alice, James and his family moving from Exmouth. James was the person responsible for inviting the Mayor's civic reception to Holy Trinity. Take it off. To Holy Trinity, of which we are truly thankful. Thank you, sir.
Fred.
Your thing's on. Thank you. So, sir, I invite you to give prayers, please.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I just want to say two things. I've got to go off to another meeting after this, so when I slip out, it's no commentary on your deliberations. And secondly, to say I'm always conscious that the involvement with prayers may not be everybody's thing, yeah? So that's absolutely fine. Please just pick your own thoughts and do whatever's appropriate for yourself. And it's very short prayers, but simply it's to wish God's blessing upon everything that happens in this council over the year ahead. So I'm just going to use a very short reading and then a short prayer. So the reading I've chosen is where Jesus says to his disciples, "You know that they who rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their princes have power over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever desires to be great must be your servant. And whosoever desires to be the first among you shall be the servant of all." So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for this town of Exmouth, and we give thanks for all of the blessings that you give to us. We pray for all those who struggle within our town. And we ask that we may be good neighbours one to the other, to seek the enhancement of a fair and well-balanced community. And we pray for this council. We pray for the meetings that will take place here. We pray that each person here may truly put the good of those whom they represent before all distinction or competition, and before self-advancement or reputation. May remarks be relevant, charitable, and constructive, and decisions fruitful, that this council may truly be a harmonious and happy witness to your wish for the abundance of living here in Exmouth. So we pray for all of the councillors. We pray for our new mayor. We pray for all who work for this town council, for all who receive the services of the council, and indeed all who live within this town. And Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessing upon us all now, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. We wish you all the very best in the future. And I hope to see you back as a visitor in the very near future.
Indeed, I'll be part of the Exmouth Tourist Board in London.
Thank you very much. All the best. Honoured guests, councillors, ladies and gentlemen, before we start the meeting properly, I wish to remind all attending that the meeting is being recorded. Therefore, may I request that all be aware that any comment is to go through the chair and not directed to individuals. When items are to be debated or again request or comments are through the chair. For comment or the same answer to a question has been addressed, I wish to request that it not be repeated. Many thanks. So, apologies for absence, please.
With apologies from Councillors Alex Sadiq, Councillor Ian Kirvan and Councillor Joe Whibley.
Thank you. Are there any more? No. Thank you. We have public forum. Public speaking is limited to a maximum of 3 minutes per person and to a total of 15 minutes.
We've got one lady.
I have one lady. That's Councillor Eileen Ragg. Councillor Ragg, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Do I sit here?
Yes.
Yep. Congratulations to all new members and old members who've been really to this council. I would like to ask that this council in the future allows full and open and fair debate on all matters, and that there will be no attempts to prevent such full debate. That's my first question. My second, since 2007, the precept for this town council has trebled. With the withdrawal of the revenue support grant by this government, which stops next year, costs will inevitably fall on local councils. Can I make a plea on behalf of local residents, some of whom are very hard-pressed, that this council very carefully considers any responsibilities that they take on from other councils, including the county council and the district council. Very careful thought must be given to this, because the costs are being passed down from national government, not to the county council, well, also to the county council, but they inevitably want the local parish and town councils to take on more responsibility and bear more of the costs. So therefore, there's going to be inevitably an increase for the public to pay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Ragg. Thank you very much, Councillor Ragg. That is noted. We now move on to accept the Chairman of the Council, Town Mayor, and to receive the Chairman's Declaration of Acceptance. The successful nominee will make and sign the statutory declaration of acceptance of office, and will be invested with his chain of office by myself. I need to ask for nominations, please. So nominations are Councillor Dunfer.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Steve Gazzon, please.
And seconder, please.
I'd like to second that nomination.
All those in favour?
Are there any other nominations?
Sorry, my apologies. Are there any other nominations?
No.
Okay. No.
Am I entitled to say a few words on behalf of Steve? What I'd like to say is that there are many, many reasons for nominating Steve. First of all, he's lived most of his life, if not all of his life, here in Exmouth. He knows the place like the back of his hand. He knows the people here and the issues that they face here absolutely, completely. And I'm sure he's possibly the one most familiar with everything about Exmouth. His knowledge and care for people. He has terrific empathy with members of our community. I'd just like to say, going back a few years, a number of us councillors were very, very unfortunate to be bereaved in the year 2012 and around there. And Steve, of course, was one of those. Out of that came his, is absolute demonstration of campaigning zeal, campaigning perseverance and tenacity. He has shown this time and again with his campaign for organ donation. So I've seen it many times and I'd like to recommend him to us all here. And of course, if we need emergency service, he's the man with the experience and the knowledge. And again, if it's looking for doing the events, the meeting the babies, being at weddings, etc., etc., then he and Roger, the bell man, are very good friends and will make a terrific double act together. Thank you.
Brian?
And I'm speaking to second that nomination. Talking about the bell man, are we looking at the hunting of the snark? You couldn't have a better candidate for this job than Steve. You can see by him, the way he approaches his charity, how diplomatic he does it. He is quietly spoken. I've never ever known him raise his voice in anger. He'll be an ideal representative of this town at the highest possible level. With his charity, he's got his eyes on all of our organs. Your eyes, your heart, your liver. It could even eventually extend to your lung. That gives you the story about the chaplain with dementia. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, he said, there's nothing we can do, Mr. Smith. What you need is a new brain. So he said, but for the first time in living history, we can offer you a brain transplant. Oh, he said, how much is it going to be? He said, I can't do it under the health service. I'll have to do it privately. Well, he said, what's it going to cost? Well, he said, I've got two brains. He said, one brain is a bone brain, one brain is a female brain. One is £500 and one is £5,000. Well, he said, which is the most expensive brain? Well, he said, it's the male brain. It's hardly been used. And with that, I second that nomination for Steve Gazzard as mayor of this town.
You have always been a bit of a comedian, Brian. A bit close to the wind on that one.
I wanted to be a stand-up comedian, but nobody could tell when I was standing up.
Good effort. Well, I'm pleased to say that this year there will be no secret ballot. So, without further ado, as there are no other nominations, but I'd like to invite people for their votes. So all those in favour of Steve Gazzard as the new Exmouth Town Mayor, please show. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 17.
Excluding you.
17. Excluding me. Those against, if any? Abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's correct. Yeah, 21. That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All correct. So I declare that Councillor Steve Gazzard, the Liberal Democrat representative, is duly elected Exmouth Town Mayor, and I invite you to come to the table to take over the chain of office. Steve Gazzard. Take the chair and we go on to the deputy mayor. Yep. And then we'll go through.
Can you sit down or you have to sit up there? You sure? Yeah, okay. Agenda out.
think this might have been Steve.
Yeah, he doesn't need that. That's the first one. Okay. Yep. So now we're going to make the deputy chairman. Okay. Bruce, could you just turn that mic on, please?
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Oh, thank you, Maddie. We now turn to the election of Deputy Mayor for the position of Richmond Town Council. Do we have any nominations, please?
David.
David. I propose Brian Bailey as Deputy Mayor for Exmouth Town Council.
Do we have a second?
Aurora Bay.
Aurora?
Yeah, I'd like to second.
Do you want to speak to the nomination, David?
Deputy Mayor, I've known Brian for a short while, and he's always struck me as the shy, quiet, retiring type. I guess he got that from being a tax officer for 20 years. Supports my daughter Laura, and they have three children and 12 grandchildren. He's got a lot of experience. He's town council in Bethany for 17 years. He's also there. He then saw the error of his ways and walked back to Exmouth in 2012 and was elected to the district and the Conservative in 2015. I know Brian for a while, and I think he'd be a good asset for council, good asset for new mayor to work together. I am both pleased and proud to propose Brian for Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Dave. Aurora?
Obviously, I've known Brian more than anybody else. I can only say from the bottom of my heart that Brian puts everything he can into the council. He's done it for over 20 years. And he will be an asset to Exmouth Town, and he goes to all the meetings, and I think he will be really good. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? From the floor, please. Thank you. I'll take that as a no. So we have Councillor Brian Bailey is nominated as Deputy Mayor. Those in favour, please show.
Eleven in favour.
Yeah. Those against? None. Abstentions?
Nine. Just 20. 21. No, 20. So can you put your hands up again? Because I'm missing one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And can you just show again in favour, please?
I
didn't. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, and Steve, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, thank you. Okay. So 11 favours, 11 votes in favour and 9 abstentions. So that's carried.
So I declare that Councillor Brian Bailey is your Deputy Mayor. So could I ask Brian to come up to the front, please?
Thank you very much.
We'll just go outside.
The Mayor and Deputy Mayor will just retire to robe up and then we'll come back in. So just be a few minutes adjournment, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the Mayor of Exmouth, Councillor Steve Gazzard, and the Deputy Mayor of Exmouth, Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you all. Please be seated.
You both need to do your declarations of acceptance yes. of office now, okay?
Yes.
So Steve, you need to do yours first.
I need to read that out.
Yeah. So do you want just one to see?
Yeah, do you want to say?
We're just going to do the declarations of acceptance of office.
I, Councillor Steve Gazzard, having been elected to the office of Mayor and Chairman of Exmouth Town Council, hereby declare that I take that office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it according to the best of my judgment and ability. I undertake to observe the code as to the conduct which is expected of members of Exmouth Town Council.
Thank you.
I, Brian Bailey, having been elected to the office of Deputy Mayor and Vice Chairman of Exmouth Town Council, hereby declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil duties in accordance to the best of my judgment and ability. I undertake to be guided by and observe the code as conduct of which is expected from members of the Exmouth Town Council. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
We now move on to item 4 on the agenda, which is welcome speech by the newly appointed town mayor. I did have something written, but I can't find it. But there we are, I'll do it off the cuff. Firstly, can I thank members for putting me in this prestigious position. I've been a councillor for...
Is it that one?
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'll start again. I do apologise. Firstly, can I welcome everybody to this meeting tonight? Past mayors, guests and councillors. I'd like to thank you for putting me in this position as your mayor, and I will do everything that I can to promote this town to the best of my ability. I would also like to add my congratulations to everyone in this room that has been elected. It was a hard campaign, and you've done your electorate extremely proud. But I would also like to thank all those that weren't elected and stood, and I hope that eventually they will stand again. I have to say, I would if it wasn't for my late daughter Sarah and my late son Sean, I would have never probably got into politics, because it was then that enticed me, if you like, to stand as a candidate many, many, many years ago. So, with your permission, I would like to dedicate this to them tonight. We are now a very, very council, and I think it's extremely important, and I'm sure we will work for the benefit of our electorate and the benefit of the town. And I'm sure we will all work together, because that's what we are elected to do. So I sincerely thank you for the honour that you've given me tonight. And as I've said, I will do my utmost to do the very best for you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes.
So
we now go on to item 5, which is retiring speech by the former town mayor, Jeff Trail, BEM. Jeff, would you like to? Yeah.
On behalf of the council, Jeff, could I give you your badge?
Please take it out.
If you'd like to take out.
Thank you very much.
And the scrapbook of your years in office, which I'm sure will make very good bedtime reading. Congratulations.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you hear me over there?
Yes.
Please. Chair, honoured guests, councillors, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your kind words that you've welcomed our new members to the team. But firstly, may I congratulate you and as the Exmouth Town Mayor and your deputy on your appointments. So, where has time gone? It seems that the year has flown by. However, it's been an honour, a privilege and a pleasure to serve this town council as its chairman and to serve the residents of Exmouth as its mayor, and which is mirrored by my deputy, Bruce Desaro. My aims for the town were to improve the community spirit, to assist with community events and projects. To this end, I believe that I have led by example from the front and have attended over 145 events, presentations and community meetings with the assistance of my wife Sue. Bruce has also attended a large number of events, assisted by his wife Emma, of which I am truly grateful. Roger, our town crier, has made up the third member of the team and has supported Sue and I, and we thank you for your support, not only for us, but as the town as a whole. As a team, we have worked well for residents, businesses and visitors to Exmouth. Another aim was to improve the town's appearance and tidiness. Throughout the first month especially, and throughout the year, many businesses were visited by Bruce and I. The reception, knowledge, experience and support was and has been encouraging. On behalf of Exmouth, I thank you all for the support you have provided through employment, business and finance to the town. With the assistance of Devon County Council, East Devon District Council Street Team, and Exmouth Town Council Maintenance Team, and staff, and the army of volunteers within Exmouth, especially Exmouth in Bloom, excuse me, the town has improved its appearance and has been recognised as one of 6 improving and up and coming seaside towns within the UK. Thank you and congratulations for all you do. The town council councillors and staff have also worked hard over the past year and have agreed across party lines, for example, its annual budget, including precept, CCTV acquisition and a number of other projects for the benefit and future of the town. At this point, I would like to thank all councillors and their families who have represented the electorate as town stroke ward councillors over the past 4 years. They have given their time, commitment, support and assistance, which has been very
much appreciated, especially our dearly departed members, councillors David Chapman and Bill Nash. The next 4 years will be challenging for all, and I ask you all to remember that you serve the town as a whole. During the past year, Sue and I, when we have found time in between appointments, have been busy raising funds for my two charities, SAFA, Soldiers, Sailors, Air Force Families Association, and Royal Marines Charities. Both charities provide much needed assistance to our serving members and veterans of our armed forces, members and families. We wish to thank those who assisted and contributed to raise the sum of £8,090, which has been equally shared between both organisations. My sincere thanks to Sue, who kept me in check, dressed me prior to events, my family and friends, Bruce, Emma, Roger, councillors Richard Scott and Christine Channon, town councillors and staff of Exmouth Town Council, for all the support you have provided for me over the past number of years. But finally, my gratitude and thanks to your town clerk, Lisa Bowman, whom I have a lot of admiration for. Lisa has had to put up, not only with me, but also other councillors, volunteers, residents and officers from Devon County Council and East Devon District Council. Lisa has advised me on all matters, has kept me well informed, assisted and when required, whilst at the same time she has managed and maintained a professional approach to her task. Most importantly, Lisa has worked to ensure that all councillors, including myself, have worked within the parameters, policies and guidelines for the benefit of the residents of the town as a whole. And I would like to offer my thanks, this small token, Lisa, of the work that you presented
for
the town and for your friendship between yourself and Sue.
Thank you very much.
So thank you. You have not seen the last of me, though, as along with councillors Richard Scott and Christine Channon, we will continue to work for and with Exmouth as you are elected county councillors. So to finish off, I thank you and wish you all the very best for the future of Exmouth. Thank you, everybody.
As Jeff said, without Sue, it would have been very difficult, I think, to do his role. And I like the dressing bit, that was very good. Would you please kindly accept these bouquet of flowers? We move to item 6, to receive any declarations of interest from members. Could you indicate if you've got any to any item that's on the agenda?
No.
If there aren't any, if you think of anything, later, please indicate that you wish to raise. Thank you. We move on to item 7, to agree. There is no requirement to resolve that the press or the public should be excluded from this meeting. I understand that we don't have any.
No.
So we go on to item 8. To approve the minutes of the meeting held on the 1st of April 2019, which are attached for you.
So we need a proposer and a seconder.
Can I have a proposer for the minutes and a seconder, please?
Councillor Bailey?
Councillor Bailey?
Councillor
Bailey? Seconder, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Brian Toy.
Brian Toy? Yeah. Right. All those in favour, please show.
Okay, that's fine. I'd just like to initial the page for me. Not that one here.
Item 9, to ratify the terms of reference including delegated authority for all committees, working parties and outside body representations on behalf of the Town Council, which is attached as per the, is that the sheet?
No, it's as per the agenda.
The agenda,
yep. Right. We just need a proposer and a seconder for that, please.
Could I kindly ask for a proposer and a seconder that they be ratified? Thank you.
I'll second.
Tim. All those in favour, please show.
Thank you.
Any against? Thank you. That's carried. Item 10?
Yes. Item 10.
Yeah. Item 10. To ratify the appointment of members for all committees, working parties and outside body representations. Nomination details received to be circulated at the start of the meeting, which is on those
papers.
Large sheets that you've got.
Can I just have permission to say one thing?
Yep.
There's a late amendment to the membership of Exmouth Transport Partnership. If you could please note the addition of Pauline Stott, Councillor Pauline Stott, to the membership of Exmouth Transport Partnership. And also, could I request delegated authority to resolve the membership of the Human Resources Group based on the nominations, but obviously it's normally the Chairman, Deputy Chairman, Lead Finance, and until we have our Finance Committee meeting, we appoint the Lead Finance Councillor. I'm not able to fill the nominations for that committee fully, so if I could have delegated authority to sort that out once we know who's going to be the Finance Chairman. And I'll work with the group leaders to ratify that for the next meeting, if that's acceptable, please.
Happy to propose that, Chair.
Thank you.
Happy to second that, Chair.
So with those two amendments, is everybody in favour, please, show? That's Carrie.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's fine.
Item 11. To review and agree amended standing orders and financial regulations in line with amendments recommended by NOC as per the attached sheets. Do we have a proposer for that, please?
Happy to propose, Chairman.
Thank you. Seconder? Thank you. All those in favour, please show. That's Carrie. Thank you. Item 12. To review eligibility and reaffirm the general power of competence. Do you want to say anything to that?
No, just to confirm that we meet the criteria in terms of an electoral mandate, because at least 2/3 of our councillors have been elected, and also that you have a qualified clerk and deputy clerk, so we can reaffirm our eligibility to use the general power of competence.
Can you propose a second?
Yeah.
We have a proposer and seconder for that, please.
Proposer.
Thank you.
Seconder.
Thank you. All those in favour, please show. That's Carrie. Thank you. Item 13. To reaffirm the delegated authority for the town clerk and confirm for the deputy town clerk to undertake duties of town council as specified in standing orders and financial regulations.
So again, we just need a proposer and seconder.
Just need a proposer and seconder for that, if you're happy, please. Thank you.
Joy Whips and Maddie Chapman.
And Maddie Chapman, thank you. All those in favour, please show. That's carried. Thank you very much. Item 14. To agree the allowances for 2019/20 as set out in the three bullet points. Can I have a proposer and seconder, or would you like a debate on it?
Maddie's proposing.
Maddie proposes. Thank you.
Ryan Toyce second.
Ryan Toyce second. All those in favour, please show. Thank you. That's Kerry. Number 15. To confirm arrangements for the inspection of deeds and trustees' instruments, which is A, B, and C. I believe they have to make an appointment.
Yes, if anybody wants to view the deeds, if they could make an appointment to come and see me in the office, and then I can get them out of the safe and you can inspect them. Thank you.
But please, any new councillors, go and have a look at them. Thank you. Item 16. To reaffirm the council's insurance policy summary schedule attached. Any questions, or do we have a proposer and seconder, please?
Proposed.
Thank you, Jerry. Seconder? Oh, David. All those in favour?
Second.
Thank you, that's Carrie. I've lost my stuff. Oh, no.
17.
Item 17. To reaffirm appointment of internal auditor to confirm continuation contract with Thomas Westcott for 2019/20. Would you like to say anything about
no,
that?
I think that's fine.
Okay. Can we have a proposer, please? David Paul, seconder.
Lynn Nelson.
All those in favour, please show. I should ask, shouldn't I? Are there any against or any abstentions? No? Thank you. Number 18. Item 18. To ratify the Town Council's review and statement of internal control as attached documents.
Proposed.
Thank you, Councillor Duncan. Seconder?
David Poor,
thank you. All those in favour, please show. Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you, that's carried. Item 19. To reaffirm and adopt Council's policies, which you've all had the attached copies, so would you like me to go through them one by one, or would you like to take them together? En bloc? Okay. Proposer, please. Councillor Chapman. Seconder. Joy Whips. All those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? That's okay.
Thank you.
Item 20. Get a bit dry. To confirm the dates and times of ordinary meetings of the council and committees for the ensuing year, as per attached. Is that just for noting?
Yes. Well, we can have a proposer and a seconder to confirm them, please.
Can I have a proposer and a seconder for those, please?
Bruce, sorry.
Thank you, Bruce. Seconder?
Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. All those in favour? Thank you very much. That's carried. Item 22. To confirm that the Mayor, Deputy Mayor, plus Chairs of Finance and Planning be authorised as cheque and online banking signatories for the year 2019/20 and to authorise the Town Clerk to update the bank mandate. Did you want to explain?
No, that's okay. Fine. We need two authorised signatories, and that's normally, it's two out of those four that we normally have.
Okay. Can we have a proposer and
John
seconder?
And Bruce.
Thank you, John and Bruce. All those in favour, please show. Thank you. Any against? Thank you. Now come on to 22. To receive and consider reports and minutes of committees, working parties, other local bodies as appropriate. Planning Committee. That's Councillor Linnelson.
As part chair of the Planning Committee, I propose acceptance of the minutes of the planning meetings held on the 18th of March, 1st of April and 15th of April 2019. And any recommendations therein?
Thank you. Could I have a proposer, please? Proposer and a seconder. Thank you. Councillor Duncan. All those in favour, please show. Thank you very much. Town team.
These are just for noting.
These are just for noting. So you're happy to note those? Thank you.
And
then the neighbourhood plan, which is for the next meeting, will be on. Well, she's gone.
7th of March.
Yeah. We're gone.
That's from MPSG, so they are for noting as well.
Okay, so we've got the town team. Next meeting will be the 11th of April, which is gone.
There's notes.
Yeah. And the same for the MPSG. Notes attached of the meeting of the 7th of March. Thank you. The date for the next meeting is the 10th of June 2019. Sorry.
Just wonder whether we'll be out of Europe by then.
Noted. Thank you. Can I? I was very remiss in my remarks, and I did mean to say a thank you to Bruce Desarin for his role as Deputy Mayor. And I'd like to thank you for what you've done, Bruce, and I'm sure we all wish your wife all the best for a speedy recovery and hope she's doing well. So I do apologise for that mishap.
Let's hope Emma can put up your cooking, Bruce.
Can you just mention
I know it's your forte, the microwave man.
Okay. I have one notice to read out. We have been given some tickets for the Chambers Business Awards, which is this Friday. We have two vacant tickets because we've been given four. So if anybody would like to go, could they please let Lisa know? And if there's more than two that want to go, obviously it'll be done democratically by putting their names in the hat and pulling them out. So if anybody is at Woodbury Park this Friday evening, I'm just looking for the time.
From 6 o'clock till late. We're under a little bit of pressure because we need to get menu choices in. So if you are interested, if you could let me know this evening, please. There's seats available for two councillors so that I can confirm menu choices and I can give you the details. Thank you.
Thank you. So if you could think about that and let Lisa know, please, that would be very grateful. Could I now close the meeting and ask members to join the Mayor for a small informal drinks and reception? Thank you all very much.
Thank you.